Last week, I had the opportunity to swing into what is quickly becoming one of my favorite small theater venues, the Odyssey Theater in Santa Monica, to see their LA premiere production of Anna Oyeng Monch's Birds of North America. In this funny, poignant, and nuanced two-hander set against the background of nature and climate change, John, played by Arai Gross, and Caitlin, played by Jacqueline Massey, scan the skies over a backyard in suburban Maryland looking for elusive birds. Even as the years go by and both they and the world around them change in small and vast ways, Birds of North America takes a close look at the relationship of a father and daughter over the course of a decade as they struggle to understand the parts of one another that defy understanding. So I'm going to start with this. This may be the best Thanksgiving play I have ever seen. And I'll tell you why I think this. One, I don't think there's a ton of competition for it. But honestly, the way that this play works, it's literally just the two actors playing father and daughter. And every scene jumps a year. So you see them getting together, and the set is simplistic and cool and has it feels like fall. They've got brown leaves. I don't know. It absolutely worked for me. And you're seeing this relationship and these moments, and boy, if you are anything like me, and Thanksgiving is a holiday that you and your family get around, I think it's near impossible not to see yourself or to recognize your friends and loved ones in the confrontations that are happening, especially in the past 10 years. The differences of opinion, the politics, the growth, the parents that, you know, are hanging on to ideals that they feel important as time is changing. The young people who are still trying to figure out their own point of view and at the same time are trying to make a living and be adults and pay bills and personal successes, personal failures, all of these things that are life lessons. And boy, there's something about when your family gets together for Thanksgiving that these moments happen. And it's, like I said, I look at it from the perspective of I don't recall these instances happening, at least not to the degree that I have personally experienced, except for the past 10 years. But I find this play instantly relatable. I find it so well written and so beautifully performed. Both actors are absolutely wonderful, but I have to point out Arai Gross. You'll recognize him from television and films. He's a cast member on Castle, TV show Castle. He turns in such an incredibly tender, fragile, performance frustrated, that, you know, even when, you know, and this piece does, it does such a good job of looking at how people grow and how they adjust their lives for their loved ones or don't. It's just, I don't think it gets more Thanksgiving than this, honestly. And I, where I was going with this initially was that there are scenes when I adore both characters. There are scenes that it ruffles me or it makes me so uncomfortable that I instantly start disliking the play. I there was actually a moment in the beginning, I was like, I just don't think this is good. And it's not that it's not good. It's actually excellent. It's just making me feel uncomfortable in the way that these family gatherings, Thanksgivings, make you feel uncomfortable. And I will say that playwright Anna Oyang Monch does a phenomenal job of sticking the landing at the end of this and really gives you perspective that if you can't instantly reflect on your own personal life, and how you're leaving personal situations between yourself and your family, your loved ones, then I think you're missing something, because it's all there. And I will say this, this is one of these plays where you walk out, or at least I walk out, and I'm instantly gratified, because this is what theater is about. This is why we have theater. This is an opportunity for people to exercise demons, for them to gain perspective, for them to get through challenges in your life that are so intrinsic, and especially things that are themes that are so difficult as we start moving into the holidays. These things are we can avoid them all year round, but November, December, they're near impossible to avoid. And I love the piece for that alone. So I highly, highly, highly recommend Birds of North America, currently playing at the Odyssey Theater. It is running there until November 19th. And you can go to odysseytheater.com for more information.